mighty early offense, they're not letting them penetrate and get down around that three secondary and take some quick, easy shots. They're stopping them, they're stopping their penetration, making them kick it back out. And so defensively, they're doing a great job in that aspect right now.
18-14 Michigan State. Garavaglia comes back in the ball game for Michigan State. Nembhard penetrates, runs him over, a whistle, an offensive foul against Reuben Nembhard. Ran over Eric Snow, took the charge. Reuben with his first personal, and team foul number two against Weber State. And the Wildcats, who have shown a little bit of a press here a couple of times, will just back it up and let the Spartans bring it down. Lawson will pick up Respert. If Respert were out there, Respert is taking a seat on the bench for a moment here. So Lawson will pick up Snow in the man-to-man. The rest of the Cats back in that zone. Snow on a high bounce to Brooks. Brooks in the corner to Weathers, and he throws it away, everybody. Snow picks him up. Lofton goes and lays it in front of Snow. Lofton with 5 points. It's 18-16.
Very alert, Lewis. Very alert. Reuben right there. Good defensive stand right now on the Wildcats, Kirk.
And with Respert sitting on the bench, Cats figure now it's time to make a little bit of a run on him. Here's Weathers giving it to Garavaglia. Garavaglia will have to back it up. Back to Snow. Snow in three-point territory. In the left corner to Weathers. Dribble drive, penetrates off, dishes underneath, up with the shot, and in is Brooks. Brooks with five. Got a little contact, put it up and in. It's 20-16 Michigan State. 11:29 to go first half. Here's Nembhard, left wing, dribbles on down to the baseline, gets stopped by Brooks, and a travel violation called against Nembhard. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 11 minutes, 24 seconds to go, opening half. Michigan State 20, Weber State 16 on 1430 KLO.
Across the Wasatch Front, people are concerned about change. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe there's a lot you can do to stay in control and ahead of your financial future. If you're a government employee, either civil service or active duty military, and you're coming up on separation or retirement, you could benefit from one of Farm Bureau's transition options seminars. There's no fee, and the next one will be held Tuesday evening, March 21st, at the Central Branch Library in Layton. Give us a call at 825-4081 to reserve your seats. Space is limited, so call 825-4081.
Okay, I'm here. Let's go.
But we just got here.
So, we'll just go back home.
Why?
Because we're looking at a truck.
But it's a Dodge Ram truck from Hinckley Dodge, and it's gorgeous.
It's still a truck. How will I look driving a truck to Heather's on Friday night?
You'll look spectacular.
Why did I let you drag me down here?
You've got to give it a chance. It's not like other trucks.
Yes, it is. It even says Magnum V8, and that one says V10. And they've got 4x4 on them.
Yeah, I know, but get inside.
Okay.
Go ahead, sit behind the wheel.
All right.
Start it up.
So this is a Dodge Ram truck from Hinckley Dodge?
Well, what do you think?
It's so nice inside. And it doesn't make truck noises when you drive it.
No.
It drives like a car.
Yeah.
Only better.
I know.
Honey, can we get it with a Cummins diesel?
The all-new Dodge Ram truck at Hinckley Dodge in Salt Lake and Ogden, where we sell Dodge, Dodge, and only Dodge.
It's happening all over the country, in large cities, in small towns, maybe even in your own neighborhood. It's NCAA Championship Competition. You can be there if you know where to go. Find out with the NCAA Championship dates and sites brochure. It's free. To receive your copy, write to NCAA Publishing, 6201 College Boulevard, Overland Park, Kansas, 66211-2422. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. A message from the NCAA.
The Wildcats at the NCAA tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Back at the Tallahassee Leon County Civic Center, Tallahassee, Florida. 11:24 to play first half. Michigan State 20, Weber State 16. And Wildcat basketball on KLO brought to you by Alpine Gas Fireplaces. If you're considering building a new home, now is a good time to check out the model fireplaces at Alpine Gas Fireplaces. You'll find an Alpine Gas Fireplace store near you in Ogden, Sandy, or Lehigh. Spartans with the basketball. Snow out there. Respert's back in after a short rest. And Snow handles up near the top of the key. Snow dribbles off to the left wing. Ball to Respert. Works through a couple of screens. The Lofton stays with him. Respert with only 3 points. Hit the first bucket of the game. Hasn't scored since. Hasn't touched it much since. Seven different Spartans have scored. Here's Snow, deep right corner, Respert for three. It's short, rebound, Weber State. Nembhard up strong to get it. Nembhard pushes it down, hurries to Lofton. Three-point territory. Smith posts up, gets the ball. Back out to Lofton, hands it to Nembhard. 20-16, Michigan State leading. 10:36 to go, opening half here in Tallahassee. Lofton Around the perimeter left to Graffenried. 4-3. Good. Jimmy to Graffenried. That's the shot.
That's what Jimmy's got to do. He's got to catch the ball and shoot it and not hesitate.
And here's Snow going coast to coast and laying it up on the left side. He just took that inbound pass, and the Wildcats were slow getting back. And he is as fast as the Wildcats have seen all season long. 22-19 Michigan State. Here's Lawson straight away. Gets the screen. Veers off to the left side. Lawson to Graffenried. Jump shot. 20-footer. No good. And the rebound tipped around, and it's picked up by Garibaya. Garibaya ahead to Snow. Snow gets the penetration shot, but Respert will handle. He'll shoot the three. It's good. Bottom of the net for Sean Respert. And a couple of threes for Respert. 6 points in the game. 25-19, Michigan State. Here's Andy Smith checking into the Weber State lineup, replacing Jeff Lenford. Boy, Andy Smith had one heck of a ball game off the bench against Montana in the championship game.
He was really active. He was horsing the boards, and he was very, very active. Let's see if he can maybe negate some of that low post that Michigan State had so far.
6 points, Spartan lead. Andy Smith on the perimeter right to Lawson. Respert guarding him. Andy Smith give and go. Down on the block. Jump shot up on the way. Rainbow no good. Rebound. Michigan State. They had it covered. A big old triangle of Spartans to haul that rebound in. And down low, a whistle and a foul. Looks like Lawson working through a screen has been caught with a little push. And Lewis Lawson with his first personal. Team foul number three against Weber State. Spartans will inbound it from underneath, leading 25-19. 9 minutes, 22 seconds to go first half. Snow will inbound up top to Respert. Wide open for three. It's on the way. No good. Rattles out. The Graffenried board. Outlet to Nemhard. Boy, Respert got his best look of the night right there. Couldn't hit it. Nemhard fakes the three. Down low to Kurt Schmidt. Fakes. Jumps it up. Shoots it in and out. Rebound. Tipped around. One by the Spartans as Bethea hauls it in. Bethea to Respert. Into the front court. Back to Bethea in the right corner. And he gives it off to Eric Snow. 25-19 Michigan State. 8:55 to go first half. Snow straight away, left-handed dribble, stops it, gives it off to Spike. He turns and faces. His pass in the interior, stolen by Nemhard. Tight ropes the end line and runs away with it. Here's Nemhard front court. Gets it to Lofton. Down low, Kurt Schmidt. Kurt Schmidt fakes left, turns right, bounces it off his own foot out of bounds. It'll be Michigan State basketball. Now they're getting it down to Kurt Schmidt, but he cannot finish it off.
Plus their crowd, and when they get it down there, those other guys have got to clear out. Everybody's dropping down in and dropping defensive men on top of him. They've got to let him go one-on-one and quit taking defensive people into his area, Kurt.
8.5 minutes to go, opening half. Michigan State has led all the way. They lead by six. Here's Snow up on the top of the perimeter. Reuben Nemhard guarding him in the man-to-man. Lofton chasing Respert in the right corner, but Snow still with the ball. In the middle of the lane to Fike. He'll shoot, he'll score on it, and he'll go to the line. Well, with all the attention on Respert, Fike got open in the interior and has a chance for a three-point play.
Now, the big guys have got to really be active. They're kind of watching the ball game, and they've got to help stop the penetration. They've got to keep those people off because everybody at Michigan State has scored. And they're getting a lot of scoring on the inside, which isn't their game. So our big guys have got to be a little more active, a little more alert, especially when they penetrate the ball down into the three-second area.
Weber State will get a couple of substitutes in the ball game. Justin Tebb, the 6'4" junior from Bingham High School in Salt Lake City, and Justin Nielsen, 6'6", 225 junior from Taylorsville, Utah. As Spike tries to complete the three-point play. First trip to the line tonight, and Spike nails it. 5 points for Jamie Fike, 6'9", junior out of Lexington, Ohio. 28-19, Michigan State with their largest lead in the ballgame. Lewis Lawson straight away to Nielsen. Left corner to Tebb. Tebb directing traffic, hands it up top to Lewis. Lawson, left side Nemhard. Snow jumps out on him. Nemhard takes it to the free throw line and then backs it out. No stopping his avenue. Now he gets a big screen, gets in the perimeter, loses the handle, stolen away by Michigan State. Bethea ahead to Snow, too far with a pass, then he throws it away. And it'll be Weber State's ball. Michigan State will go to the bench. And we've got a timeout. We'll take a break with 7:44 to go, opening half. Spartans 28, Wildcat 19 on 1430 KLO.
The weather's getting warmer. It's time to tell a little Soil Mountain farmers for some down-to-earth advice, down-to-earth prices. IFA has a great selection of vegetable and flower seeds that will do well in our soils and climate conditions. The Northrop King packaged seeds are now on sale till April 1st at 50% off. The folks at IFA always have the right fertilizers, tools, and equipment to make your gardening productive and easy.
We're still serving your needs at home and on the farm. We're IFA.
When you choose IHC health plans, you're choosing some of the best medical care available in the country. McKay-D Hospital and its clinics. Take success rates in open-heart surgery at the Heart Institute at McKay-D. They're among the country's best. Robert Arnault, MD, CBS medical correspondent, praised McKay-D's heart program in his book, The Best Medicine, How to Choose the Top Doctors, the Top Hospitals, and the Top Treatments. In fact, McKay-D's heart program has been cited for excellence everywhere, from Fortune magazine to the Discovery Channel. With one of the finest hospitals in Utah and eight clinics in the Weber North Davis area, complete health care has never been so convenient or so affordable. Independent sources have proven that IHC, a not-for-profit health care system, charges 30% less than the national average. When you choose McKay-D and IHC health plans, you're choosing the easily accessible, cost-conscious, proven quality health care that's gained national recognition.
I think that cake's bigger than she is.
Isn't she just the picture of her mom when she was a girl?
Oh, take a big breath.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, look, she grew out all seven.
What do you wish for?
I wish Mommy could be here.
Jenny's mom won't be attending another birthday party. Don't drink and drive. We'd rather wait. The Lindquist Mortuaries and Cemeteries.
This is the NCAA Tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Kurt Wilson, Dutch Belknap. We're at Tallahassee, Florida Civic Center. Weber State trailing Michigan State 28-19. Wildcat basketball brought to you by Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck Company with your best selection of GM cars and trucks in northern Utah right here in Layton. Cats with the basketball. Lawson will be at the point. They want to post Nembhard up down low against Ray Weathers, who is guarding him in the man-to-man. They're working around the horn, left perimeter to Lawson, up top to Nembhard. Here's the three. It's on the way and good. Reuben Nembhard with 10 points. And it's 28-21, breaking an 8-0 Michigan State run. Up top, the Spartans will have Weathers work the point. Left side to Bethea. Bethea hands it back up to Respert near half court. Lawson guarding him in the man-to-man straight away. Left corner, here's a three on the way, no good. Rebound, there's a whistle and a foul against Michigan State. Justin Nielsen got the position and Quentin Brooks on his back.
Yeah, that's good. They've just got to be active on the boards. One of the things that Weber's got to do, they got to try to pick up three or four offensive boards. They're a good offensive board team, and Michigan's done a good job in keeping them off the offensive board.
Until that last missed shot, Spartans were 12-16. Andy Smith for 3 points, no good off the front rim. Boy, he had a big three against Montana in the championship game of the Big Sky Tournament. Couldn't hit that one, though. And Justin Nielsen blocks the attempted shot of Bethea from behind. And the Wildcats come out of there with it. Outstanding block by Nielsen, who's a great leaper. Up top, Lawson will slow it down. 6:38 to go. Opening half, 28-22. Michigan State leading, and a whistle underneath, away from the ball, and a Spartan. The Wildcats will look up at the scoreboard and see six team fouls against Michigan State, so the Cats still not in the shooting. Ray Weathers picking up his first personal. And the next foul against the Spartans will put the Cats on the line. And Andy Smith tries to bounce it in the middle of the lane to Nembhard, but it's knocked away out of bounds by Weathers. Cats will inbound again from underneath. They'll try it again. This time way out front to Lawson, who will handle. 28-22 Michigan State. Andy Smith out on the perimeter. Hands it to Justin Nielsen. To Justin Tebbs. Tebbs has Respert on him. Straight away Lawson. Lawson will hand it to Nembhard, who had been posting up. Here's Tebbs. Dribble it. Give it back out to Nembhard. Nembhard looking for help. Backing it back out. 15 on the shot clock. Nembhard, deep right corner. Tebbs, three-pointer on the way. Good! Justin Tebbs off the bench for three. Cats need to hit the three. That is number four on the night. Here's Respert for three. He'll hit it, and he's fouled. Tebbs fouled him. Respert hit it from 5 steps beyond the arc.
That's a great shot, but I don't think they're going to, I mean, they got a nice lead there, but if they're going to shoot those kind of shots, I think they'll play in the Weaver's hands. I mean, boy, that was a cannon back there.
Holy mackerel, did that one come from long range. That one was 5 steps beyond the arc. You're talking 30 feet, rainbow drawing rain, which has been around the Tallahassee area anyways. And Respert was knocked down by Tebbs. A four-point opportunity, and Respert is an outstanding free-throw shooter, 87% on the year. 138 of 159 from the line. And he notches this one. He has 10 points. 32-25, Michigan State. 6 minutes to go, first half. Nembhard brings it into the front court. We've got a whistle, a stoppage of time. And one of the officials goes over to the scorer's table. We've got to reset the shot clock. Michigan State by 7. Spartans have led all the way. Wildcats have pulled it within 1 at 20-19. Have trailed by as many as 9. And now are down by 7 with the basketball. And the Spartans in a man-to-man defense as they change it up a bit. Lofton straight away. Respert on him to Nielsen. Out on the wing right. Nielsen takes a spin with a dribble. Gives it up top to Lofton. Lofton to Nembhard. Nembhard for 3. It's going to be off the front iron. Rebounded by Jamie Fike. In the middle of the lane to Snow. Snow hurrying down court. Dishes off in the right corner to Weathers. Weathers back to Respert. 4 steps beyond the arc. The crowd wants him to shoot. He doesn't. He'll hand it off to Snow. Here's Respert again beyond the arc. Throws it away. Andy Smith jumps in front of the pass and steals it. Came out of that zone. Knocked in front of the passing lane and picked it off. Here's Tebbs. Left wing across the lane. 15-foot jumper. Good. Justin Tebbs with 5 points. Good spot off the bench for Tebbs. Snow penetrates again. Out to Respert for 3. This one's long. Rebound. Michigan State tips it. Andy Smith controls for Weber State. 32-27. Tebbs on the fast break. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Andy Smith will drive it in and score. Andy Smith with his first two. 32-29. Michigan State by 3. 4:45 to go. First half. Respert out of the perimeter left. Cross court. And a pass knocked down by Justin Nielsen. Weathers was going to pass it. Nielsen spiked it into the Weber State bench. Oh, what a job by the Weber State bench here in the last couple of minutes.
I'll tell you, you got Smith and Tebbs and Justin Nielsen, and they've really set up a lot of intensity, and they're attacking the offensive end of the floor. And that's the difference. The other guys were standing around waiting. These guys are making something happen.
Quentin Brooks will go to the bench. So will Ray Weathers. We'll see Andy Pennick for the first time, a senior from Louisville, Kentucky. He's 6'2", 180 pounds, averages just 1 point off the bench, so not much of a threat to score. 32-29, Michigan State, 4:30 to go. Opening half in Tallahassee. NCAA first round action. Left side, Respert. Tebbs will jump out on him. Respert cross court to Pennick. He's going to launch a 3. He nails it. Andy Pennick. Andy Pennick doesn't shoot many threes. As a matter of fact, that's only his 5th three-point make of the year. He's now 5 of 13, and it's 35-29. Spartans, 4 minutes remaining, opening half. Andy Smith over the defense, not far enough, but Tebbs gets it back out to Smith as he pushes it to him. Smith, turnaround, rolling, shooting, and scoring. Andy Smith with 4. Good-looking move.
Big horse stepped right in and shot it right in the guy's face. Boy, he's had a great first half so far, Kirk.
35-31 Michigan State. Andy Smith's father has been with us on this trip. And a doting father he is.
Yeah, really a nice man. He come here and he lives and dies and with his son's doing. And boy, the big guy has really played. He played well in the last game and he's really stepped that up a notch here. He's not afraid of him. He's taking it right to him. Coming on that follow-up rebound. That's what we needed.
Wildcats getting the work off the bench. Andy Smith and Tebbs with 5. Justin Nielsen with some good work off the bench. We'll take a break with a timeout. 3 minutes, 38 seconds to go, opening half. First round of the NCAA. Michigan State 35, Weber State 31 on 1430 KLO.
Medical Home Health Equipment can assist you with all of your medical needs. They carry a full line of sports medicine such as ankle, wrist, elbow, and knee supports, including those custom-fit braces and supports prescribed by a physician. You can count on Medico to help you feel and perform your best. Medico processes Medicare, primary and secondary insurance, and for your convenience, Medico has free home delivery. And on-call emergency service 24 hours a day. Medico, 206 West 36th Street, just north of the Newgate Mall.
I'm Scott Jones. I hear some people saying, whatever happened to that guy? Well, I came back to Ogden where I grew up to fulfill a dream of running the best store in the city, a home center where everyone who came in would feel right at home. A place where real experts would help every customer finish their projects the right way. That dream is now a reality, and I'm proud to be the manager of that store. From now on, your nearest home center just happens to be the best. The all-new Ogden True Value, 28th and Washington. It's great to be home.
Have you ever wondered how to get premium quality enlargements? It's easy. Bring your negatives to Owens Custom Color Lab at 16th and Washington in Ogden. You won't find a comparable combination of quality, speed, and price anywhere else. At Owens, you can request burning, dodging, custom sizes, cropping, mounting, spraying, or retouching. You always receive volume discounts and careful balancing of density and color. The Enlargement Specialists, Owens Custom Color Lab.
The National Collegiate Athletic Association annually recognizes academic excellence combined with athletic achievement by rewarding postgraduate scholarships in the amount of $5,000 to 125 student-athletes. Since the inception of the program in 1964, scholarships worth more than $5 million have been presented to more than 2,000 student-athletes throughout the nation. This is a message from the NCAA.
The NCAA tournament is on the air at AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Back at Tennessee, Michigan State with the ball and a four-point lead. 3.5 to play, opening half. Eric Snow with the dribble out between the circles. Left-handed dribble, belt high. Hits the big screen from Fike, veers off to the right, hands it to Resford, off with the three, it's good. Boy, Sean Resford can't hit it. His fourth three of the night, 13 points with a man in his face. 38-31, Michigan State. 3:15 to go, opening half. Nembhard will walk it across the timeline. Off to the right wing he goes with Snow on him. Bounce it down low to Andy Smith. Little jump hook, a little bit long. Rebound. Tebbs pushes it out. Nielsen controls. Nielsen to Tebbs. Baseline left. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Fight. Cats had a couple of good looks. Couldn't hit it. Penick. Left wing. Cross court pass to Resford. Down low it goes. And Bethea will go up and get fouled by the Wildcats. And Bethea will go to the line and shoot two. Wildcat basketball on KLO brought to you by Alpine Gas Fireplaces. If you're considering building a new home, now's a good time to check out the model fireplaces at Alpine Gas Fireplaces. You'll find an Alpine Gas Fireplace store near you in Ogden, Sandy, or Lehigh. Bethay, two at the line, a 37% free throw shooter, left-hander, and it's no good. 37%. He is at 10 of 27 this year.
We've got Graffin Reed and Smith back in. A yeoman job, boy, on Nelson and Tebbs. Both did an excellent job. Justin was really active defensively. Tebbs shot down a couple of shots and got a couple of offensive rebounds. Nice job from those two young men.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped up, missed, and rebounded by Kirk Smith. Boy, they almost got the tip from Snow. Got a mid on it. Couldn't get it to fall. Wildcats trailing by seven with the ball and 2:43 to go opening half. Up top, Lewis Lofton, Resford guarding him in the man-to-man. Left side to Graffenried. Penick jumps out on him. Bounce down low to Andy Smith. Gets a double team. Back to the Graffenried. 4-3. No good. Rebound Michigan State and a reach-in on Nembhard. That'll send the Spartans to the line in the bonus. Seventh team foul against Weber State. Nembhard picking up his second after Snow grabbed the rebound off the missed shot. So to the line goes Eric Snow. And John Garavaglia back into the lineup for Michigan State. Bethea will take a seat. Snow is a 62% free throw shooter, 61 of 99 this season. Senior from Canton, Ohio. 209 assists, 81 turnovers this year. Misses the front end, rebound Michigan State, and then it's knocked away and stolen by Weber State. Nembhard ahead to the Graffenried. The Graffenried bounces up top to Lofton. And Lofton backs it up. Spartans in the man-to-man. Nembhard gets nailed by Snow. Try to go through his back to pick off a pass. And Snow picks up his first personal. And that'll be 17 fouls against Michigan State. So the Cats will be at the line. Nembhard will be in the bonus. 38-31 Michigan State. 2:17 to go, first half. Nembhard looks toward the Weber State bench. Coach Ryan Beglin is yelling out some instruction. All of the assistants are here. Jim Marcel, Mark Kaufman, Bob Lyman. He misses the front end. The rebound tipped out of bounds off Michigan State. Garavaglia had his hand on it, and the Wildcats will get the possession. 38-31 Spartans. Andy Smith, the inbound from underneath. He's the trigger hand. Bounces to Nembhard. Quick little bunny. He hits it. One-footer for Nembhard. Great inbound play. Here's Resford for three. Got it. Oh, on the left wing. Boy, is he quick. And he has 16 points.
Boy, I'll tell you, you need a assist on that to stop him. He's shooting that thing from outside downtown, and boy, they're going in.
5 3-pointers for Resford and long threes. He has 16 points, 41-33, Michigan State. Here's Lofton on the perimeter. Takes it to the free throw line, jumps it up. Short, rebound, Andy Smith in traffic, goes off. He'll power it in, count it, he's fouled. 3-point play opportunity for Andy Smith. Oh, a great offensive
board. I'll tell you, he's very, very aggressive. Boy, that makes you excited because, you know, this young man's going to be around for another year. And he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's really, really very, very active. And he's not letting this Michigan State syndrome or this aura hold him down. He's really attacking the basket.
6'8", 245-pound junior with a good touch, 78% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and in and out, and the rebound of the Spartans. 41-35, Spartans lead it, minute 35 to go before halftime. Snow between the circles into the front court. Directing traffic, he tells Penick to go to the left side. Respert hanging around out there, Lofton fights through a screen. Penick will get it. He'll shoot the three. But, oh, Penick with a couple of threes. 6 points. He averages 1 point a game. And that's only his sixth three-point make of the year. And the lead is back to nine, 44-35. Nembhard penetrates off balance, shoots, misses it. It would have counted, and he's fouled. Didn't get it to go, though. It rattled out. Little one-handed runner on the left side. Nembhard to the line to shoot two. Penick picks up his first. That'll be 19 fouls against Michigan State. Nembhard with a dozen points, the only Wildcat in double figures. Michigan State has Respert with 16, their only player in double. Nembhard with the free throw, the first of two. It's good. 13 points for Reuben. Averages 20 a game.
Reuben's having a great game. He's under control. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. We just got to step up and get some help from the other guys, especially on the offensive board.
Free throw is good. Nails them both. 14 for Reuben. 44-37. Nearing 1 minute to play first half. Snow looks in and finds the zone with Lofton all over Respert. Penick again open for three. This one wide right off the iron. Rebound Lofton. Outlet Nembhard. Crosses the timeline quickly. Three-point territory right side. 48 seconds to go first half. 28 on the shot. The Graffenried right corner over the defense to Kirk Smith. Too far and too wide off his fingertips. Out of bounds. Not a good pass that time by DeGraffenried. Spartans with a 7-point lead and the basketball with 42 ticks remaining first half. And Respert goes to the bench. Just back in, DeGraffenried is out. He has struggled a bit here in the first half with only 3 points. And Jamie Fike will come back in as well. Spartans will have a 35-second shot clock, 42 seconds to go in the half. So we've got a 7-second difference between shot and game clock here. 44-37. Wildcats need a stop here. Maybe get a chance to get a bucket on the other end. Get some momentum heading into the locker room. Here's Penick drawing the double team. Bounce on the left side to Garavaglia. Garavaglia cross court to Snow. Snow's pass knocked down, but Fike picks it up. He goes up. He scores, and he's fouled. Just a right place at the right time for Fike, who picked up the batted ball on what Snow was hoping was going to be a shot attempt. He got up in the air, and a Wildcat was in the air with him. It was Tebbs, and Snow had to come down and try to rifle a pass inside. Partially blocked by Tebbs, but Fike was there to gather it in, lay it in, and he was fouled.
Yeah, Kurt got behind him, and he pinned Kurt on the baseline, and I think he's going to take Kurt out, talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, that's foul number three, too.
Yeah, that's too bad, because he just pinned him on the baseline, and Kurt had to foul him. Had he had resistance, he wouldn't have fouled.
Third personal for Kirk Smith. Fike free throw, no good. Rebound to Graffenried. Wildcats at 24 seconds before halftime. Trailing by nine. Spartans' largest lead has been nine. Three different times. It's 46-37. Nembhard straight away. 13, 12, 11 seconds left in the half. Now down to nine. Nembhard backs up with eight. Shoots the three with seven. Air ball rebounded by the Spartans. Bethea. Midcourt to Snow. 1 second. Half-court shot. No good. And we'll go to halftime. Michigan State has led all the way. They lead it by nine. Spartans 46. Wildcats 37. Back to Tallahassee right after this at 14:30. KLO.
Grand opening of the all-new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC truck in Layton is on now. Hi, I'm Roger Young, and thanks to everyone who has stopped by our new dealership. If you didn't see the new Pontiac Cadillac or GMC truck that you wanted, come in today. We've received many truckloads of new vehicles since our grand opening began. We're also extending special prices and payment plans like these.
Luxury, performance, and your budget can go together with the new Pontiac Bonneville from Young Pontiac. Get a new 95 Bonneville for just $229 per month on a 36-month lease with a 20% cap reduction. An exciting new 95 Bonneville for just $2.29 per month. See Young's for the details.
We're conveniently located between Ogden and Salt Lake on Main Street here in Layton. The new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC truck. Stop in and let us show you your next car.
When you choose IHC Health Plans, you're choosing some of the best medical care available in the country. McKay D. Hospital and its clinics. Take success rates in open-heart surgery at the Heart Institute at McKay D. They're among the country's best. Robert Arnault, M.D., CBS medical correspondent, praised McKay D.'s heart program in his book, The Best Medicine, How to Choose the Top Doctors, the Top Hospitals. In 8 clinics in the Weber North Davis area, complete health care has never been so convenient or so affordable. Independent sources have proven that IHC, a not-for-profit health care system, charges 30% leverage. When you choose McKay D and IHC health plans, you're choosing the easily accessible, cost-conscious, proven quality health care that's gained national recognition.
Weber State basketball at the NCAA tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Along with statistician Steve Oates, the coach Doug Belknap, I'm Kurt Wilson back in Tallahassee, Florida. Michigan State 46, Weber State 37 here at the halftime break. And Dutch, we were told all about the range of Sean Restford, and we saw the range of Sean Restford, which is 30 feet and in.
Well, I tell you, he's a great shooter. He's a quick shooter, and I think they're doing a good job defensively. They're keeping him out there. You tell yourself you're not going to let somebody beat you from 30 foot, but boy, he's knocking them down, and I think that Lawson and the boys are doing their job, and he's a big factor. He scored a lot of points in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, he ends up with 16 in the first half, 10 of those coming in the last 6 minutes. Matter of fact, Michigan State in the last 8 minutes of this first half had 5 field goals, 4 of them from three-point range. For the Wildcats, Reuben Nemhard with 14 points. But when you look at the forwards again, DeGraffenried, who Coach Abeglin thought would be a key, has only 3 points. Kirk Smith got the ball early and often but couldn't finish it. He has 4 points, and they got him some pretty good looks in the early going, but he just couldn't get it in.
Yeah, they got to knock him down, and I'm sure they're both a little bit tight. Jimmy's just got to shoot the ball. Even if he doesn't make it, he's got to continue to shoot it, but he's got to shoot it with confidence. And I think when he catches it, he's got to face the basket. Jimmy's not looking for his shot first. And Jimmy's a much better shooter than he is a passer. And he's had 2 or 3 balls knocked away on some interior passing, and hopefully he'll relax a little bit and come out and shoot the ball the way he's capable of shooting it.
Well, Michigan State, at last report, shooting 67% from the field. Weber State was at 46%, so the Spartans lining it up. And Wildcats going to have to cool them down in the second half. Restford with 16, Nemhard with 14 for Weber State. It's Michigan State 46, Weber State 37. Boyd Harris is next with the halftime scoreboard on 1430 KLO.
Coming up this Sunday on Vintage Radio, how about your hit parade with Frank Sinatra, the number one hit song, My Heart Tells Me. Then we're off for an episode of Suspense and The Man Who Liked Dickens. The Jack Benny program in there, too, with Eddie Cantor as Jack wants to stay at Eddie's house. What does Eddie think about that? Well, we'll find out. And, of course, Superman will be here, the Man of Steel, on Vintage Radio this Sunday from 6 until 8 p.m., only here on Unforgettable KLO.
This is the Wildcat Halftime Show, brought to you by Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck Company in Layton. And Golden West Credit Union, with service on a first-name basis. And now, here's Boyd Harris.
Once again, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the studios of KLO here in Ogden. Nice to have you listening along this evening for Wildcat Basketball, live from Tallahassee, Florida, where the Michigan State Spartans have a 46-37 lead on the Weber State University Wildcats at halftime. And, of course, Kurt Wilson and Dutch Belknap coming up in just a few minutes with continuing halftime coverage and, of course, the second half of play of Wildcat basketball this evening in the NCAA. Thank you very much for tuning in. All right, let's check out scores from the NCAA tournaments around the country with about 16 minutes left to go in the first quarter of play. Actually, it's number 9 Indiana leading Missouri. Score there currently 9-3. Looks like Old Dominion has the lead on Villanova. Score there 13-6. Final scores coming in this evening. Mississippi State beating Santa Clara 75-67. Looks like Massachusetts, number 2 Massachusetts, beating St. Peter's, number 15, 68-51. Number 2 Arkansas just about lost it this afternoon to number 15 Texas Southern. Darn near an upset there, 79-78, the final after the dust cleared in that one. It was North Carolina beating Murray State 80-70 this afternoon. And Utah, the Utes, running past Long Beach State. Final score there, 76-64. Looks like Stanford beat North Carolina Charlotte. Final score, 70-68. And Southern Illinois getting beaten by Syracuse this afternoon. Final score there, 96-92. Also, number 7, Iowa State downing Florida. Number 10, Florida. Final score in that game was 64-61. And, of course, games continuing on around the country even as we speak. Coming up tomorrow, well, there will be more than this, but the ones we know about so far in the East region at Baltimore, Maryland, it'll be number 5, Alabama, taking on number 4, Oklahoma State. Number 9, St. Louis, taking on number 1, Wake Forest. That's coming your way tomorrow. In the Southeast regionals at Memphis, Tennessee, it'll be number 13, Manhattan, taking on Arizona State, number 5. Number 9, Tulane versus number 1, Kentucky, at 2:50 tomorrow afternoon. In the West region, in Salt Lake City, down at the Huntsman Center, it'll be taking on Connecticut, number 7 and number 2, at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. At 5 o'clock tomorrow, number 11, Texas, takes on number 3, Maryland. In the Midwest region, in Dayton, Ohio, at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it'll be number 12, Miami of Ohio, taking on Virginia, number 4. And number 1, Kansas, goes up against number 8, Western Kentucky, in the Midwest region, at 5:20 tomorrow. In the Midwest Regionals at Dayton, Ohio. So a lot of things going on. Now in the NIT National Invitational Tournament so far this evening, looks like Virginia Tech is leading Clemson 28-18 with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half of play. We'll continue to follow these along, of course, for you very close. In the big teams tonight, the NBA, let's check it out here into the first quarter. Looks like Indiana had the lead on Orlando, 31-23, with 2:55 left to go in the first quarter of play. New Jersey was leading Utah, 18-17. Are you Jazz playing the New Jersey Nets in New Jersey tonight? With about 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter, it was Washington leading New York. Score there currently was 22-19 when last we checked. Cleveland and Minnesota just getting underway. Also just getting underway, Milwaukee and Chicago, 76ers and Dallas, Miami and the Clippers will be getting underway at 8:30 tonight. Also coming up at 8:30, it'll be Boston and the Lakers, and Golden State will be taking on Sacramento. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you own a
home,
you probably have lots of
money,
and it's locked up inside where you
can get it.
But if you need extra, for a
vacation
or
education
or a once-in-a-lifetime
special surprise,
where would you go to get it?
Golden West Credit Union.
That's right.
Golden West
has been helping
families
for nearly
60 years
refinance your
home
or get an
equity loan
in absolutely no
time at all.
So, if you own a
home
and you need extra
money,
come to
Golden West Credit Union.
If you're ready to refinance your home or you need extra money, come to Golden West Credit Union. We're your family's credit union.
Call 1-800-283-4550. An equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Halftime Scoreboard Show here on Unforgettable 1430 KLO. Wildcats are being led by Michigan State Spartans this evening, 46-37. Leon County Civic Center, the place it's happening in Tallahassee, Florida. Kurt Wilson and Dutch Belknap to bring us up to date on continuing halftime action and second half of play coming up in just moments right here on KLO. On the ice tonight in the NHL, one game is underway now. Looks like Vancouver's leading Detroit with 8 minutes left to go in the first period of play, 1-0. Other games coming up tonight at 7:30. It'll be Winnipeg and Calgary, San Jose and Edmonton, and Toronto and Anaheim, the Mighty Ducks, kicking it off tonight at 8:30. Orland Norris, Virgil Hill, and Julian Jackson will be involved in title fights tonight in the St. Patrick's Night Show at Worcester, Massachusetts. Norris will defend his World Boxing Association cruiserweight title against Adolfo Washington. Hill will put his WBA light heavyweight championship on the line against Duran Williams, and Jackson will go against unbeaten Agostino Cardamon of Italy for the vacant World Boxing Council middleweight title. Should be interesting, some interesting things going on there. in Massachusetts. And the NBA, the National Basketball Association Players Association, today filed a grievance on behalf of New York Knicks forward Anthony Mason, who was suspended indefinitely Thursday. The Knicks suspended Mason for what they termed as, quote, repeatedly breaking team rules and conduct detrimental to the team. Knicks Vice President and General Manager Ernie Grunfeld announced yesterday that the Knicks placed Mason on the suspended list, effective immediately. A player on the suspended list must sit out at least five games. New York Jets today signing unrestricted free agent safety Todd Scott, who had been with the Minnesota Vikings. The 27-year-old Scott is expected to replace Ronnie Lott, who was not re-signed after two seasons with the Jets. That'll about wrap things up from here for halftime. Stay with us. Continuing halftime coverage from the Leon County Civic Center, where Kurt Wilson and Dutch Belknap are standing by. Michigan State Spartans leading the Weber State University Wildcats at halftime in the NCAA playoffs, 46-37. Current score. We'll send it back to Tallahassee, Florida, in 1 minute. Stay with us.
The grand opening of the all-new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC truck in Layton is on now. Hi, I'm Roger Young, and thanks to everyone who has stopped by our new dealership. If you didn't see the new Pontiac Cadillac or GMC truck that you wanted, come in today. We've received many truckloads of new vehicles since our grand opening began. We're also extending special prices and payment plans like these.
Grand opening deals on 95 Grand Ams at Young's are the hottest. Drive a new 95 Pontiac Grand Am for just $169 per month on a 36-month lease with a 20% cap reduction, OAC. Just $169 per month for a new 95 Pontiac Grand Am. See dealer for details.
We're conveniently located between Ogden and Salt Lake on Main Street here in Layton. The new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC truck. Stop in and let us show you your next car.
The Wildcats at the NCAA tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Back at the Tallahassee Leon County Civic Center, Michigan State over Weber State, 46-37 here at halftime. Dutch Belknap, when you look at the stats, Michigan State shooting nearly 70% from the field, 18 of 26. And that's the reason why they had this 9-point lead.
Yeah, and a lot of those were easy inside shots, plus the fact they're shooting 54% from the three-point, and Weaver's only shooting 30. And Resford, as you know, is really lighting it up. I think Weaver's 4 for 13, and they're 7 for 13. And so the shooting is a big difference. Rebounding is good. Weaver's up there. They're 16 to 14. But again, the shooting, and I think some of the kids who haven't been scoring well for Montana State has stepped up and shot some shots that you don't expect to make.
Yeah, you got little Andy Pennick off the bench, who averages 1 point a game, nailed a couple of threes. He has 6 points in the first half. And when you look at Weber State, a couple of glaring statistics. Jimmy DeGraffenreid, 1 out of 6 from the field with 3 points. And Jeff Lenfer hasn't taken a shot, hasn't gotten a rebound. Goose eggs all the way across in 10 minutes of action. They need to get the Bear going a little bit on the board.
The Bear's really got to get to the boards. If he's going to do anything to help this club, he's got to do it on the boards. Like you say, he's got goose eggs all the way across. Andy Smith right now has really stepped it up. He's our second leading scorer, and he's aggressive, and he's really putting it to him. I think you've got to attack these guys and not feel intimidated. Andy sure doesn't. Ruben doesn't. So, and even Justin Nelson has stepped up and blocked some shots, and Justin Tibbs has stepped in. So maybe just the fact that maybe the first quarter or first half jitters out of there, maybe we can step up and be a little more aggressive, knock down some of those shots.
Michigan State 46, Weber State 37. Back with the second half of Tallahassee right after this on 1430 KLO.
This has been the Wildcat Halftime Show, brought to you by Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck Company and Golden West Credit Union. Please stay tuned. The second half tip-off coming right up.
And be sure to stay with us. Coming up immediately following Wildcat basketball tonight in the NCAA tournament in Tallahassee, we'll be going back downtown to 25th Street, where the merchants on 25th Street are proud to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, having a good time down there. Lots of prizes given away earlier this afternoon here on KLO, and there are more to come this evening. Len Allen and Arnie Wheeler will be broadcasting live immediately following tonight's Weber State University basketball game, so stay with us for the St. Patrick's Day celebration going on downtown at 25th Street today.
This is the NCAA Tournament on AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Back in Tallahassee, Florida, 20 minutes to play. Michigan State by 9, a very important couple of minutes here to begin the second half.
The Wildcats coming in as a 14 seed, knowing that usually 14 seeds are seeds that get blown away a little bit, so they've got to keep it close here and make a little run. Cats will have the ball to start it out. Meyer locked in at the guard line. The Graffin Reed, Kurt Smith the forward, Jeff Lentz in the middle. And they work the perimeter to Kurt Smith. Loop over the defense toward Nemhard, tipped away by the Spartans, who start out with Snow and Rathford at the guard line. Fike in the middle. Garavaglia and Brooks are the forwards. Michigan State leading by nine. Lentz inbound, Nemhard leaping, leaning, and scoring from 10 feet out left baseline. Ruben Nemhard and down quickly. Snow loses the handle out of bounds. It'll be Weber State's ball. Good job by DeGraffenried holding his ground. Snow lost the handle, lost his footing, and it just slipped on out. The Wildcats with a start that they need, 46-39, Michigan State.
Boy, they're a jet. They really make that transition game. They make everybody get back, and that time Weber just alert, knocked the ball out of bounds.
Nemhard from straight away to Kirk Smith in three-point territory around the horn as they swing it left to Nemhard, and Snow jumps in front and steals it. Snow to the races, lays it up and scores. Snow with six. Turnover for the Wildcats as Lentford threw it away. 48-39, Michigan State. 19-14 to go in the game. Lester on the perimeter right, up top to Kurt Smith, around the horn left to Nemhard, holding it high with two hands. Up top to Lawson. Michigan State in the man-to-man, the Graffinry. Down low on the baseline right to Nemhard with the dribble. Backing in underneath, missed the shot, rebound, tipped up, Nemhard controls to Lawson. Lawson, jump shot, good, off the glass with a sweet little kiss from 10. Lawson with seven. Spartans quickly down court. In the interior, Brooks goes up and is fouled. It'll be, if it's Kirk Smith, is it fourth? That is going to be a big, big call. We'll see who it is again. And it is. Kirk Smith has picked up number four, and that puts the Wildcats in a heap of trouble.
No, that's too bad. Kirk just is trying to get in the ball game, and boy, he's picked up four quick fouls. He's in the foul within a minute and a half of the second half. That really hurts Weber because he's active. He's been rebounding well. We'll see. Maybe Smith will can step up for another 20 minutes, Kirk.
18:44 to play. Kirk Smith to the bench. Andy Smith on the floor. Free throw is missed by Brooks. Quentin Brooks, 5 points in the game. He's now one out of three at the free throw line. Champions of the Big Sky Conference against the second place Big Ten team. Free throw by Brooks is good. He is one out of two. 6 points in the game. 49-41 Michigan State. Lawson bringing it down at the point. That allows Nemhard to post up down low. Andy Smith, perimeter left, round the horn right to Lawson. Lawson has Rathford on him to the Graffin Reed, cutting down the lane, bouncing in the corner to Andy Smith, back out to Lawson, to Nemhard. He'll circle it back out on the perimeter. Nemhard with the dribble, 14 on the shot. Nemhard to penetrate, goes up in traffic, off the glass and good with a tough shot. Contact but no foul. Rathford on the other end with a runner, no good. Rebound Weber State, outlet, wing right Nemhard, 49-43. Michigan State by six. We played 2 minutes of the second half. Here's Lentra holding it high to Andy Smith straight away. Nemhard, the backdoor cut, doesn't get it. Still gets it. Fallaway jumper, no good. Rebound. There's a whistle on the rebound and a foul. Who's it against? Looks like it's against Michigan State. And Judd Heathcote will go to his bench. Damon Bethea up as Jamie Fike picks up his second personal team foul, number one, against Michigan State here in the second half. And Fike to the bench. Wildcats inbound from underneath. Lentford inbound it. Bounces it to Andy Smith in the right corner. Up top to Lawson. Lawson, couple of dribbles. Gets Rathford off him. Off the glass. In and out. Back in again. Good roll for Lewis Lawson, who has nine. The game is a four-point Spartan lead. 49-45. Rathford straight away. Travel violation. Wildcats get it back, trailing by four.
Yeah, nice defense that time. And they're a lot more active. I think they can just attack Michigan State defense a little bit more, be a little more aggressive offensively, get the ball inside. I think they're going to be fine.
Lentford up top to Andy Smith. He'll put up a three. In and out. Rolled out. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It will go to Michigan State. And Coach Jay Beglin does not like the call. He gets down on the crouch and wonders exactly what the official saw.
He's got this guy out of here, and the guy on the baseline doesn't call it.
Judd Heathcote says nothing as he paces the sideline for the Spartans. Free throw line to Bethea. Mathea's going to shoot the left-handed jumper. It's in and out. Rebound, Andy Smith. Outlet wing left, lost it. Slow it down to Nemhard. 49-45 Michigan State. 17 minutes to play. Southeast Regional, Tallahassee, Florida. Nemhard right corner to Lawson. Lawson to the Graffenreich. Fakes the three, doesn't shoot it. And now he will. He backs up and he cans the three. The Graffenreich with six. And it's a one-point Michigan State lead, 49-48. And you can see and hear and feel the crowd getting behind the underdog. Respert, five steps beyond the arc, bounces to Snow. Back to Respert. Cross court to Bethea. Giving it up to Respert in the corner. Lenford jumps out and grabs it and steals it. Cats with a possession that they can take their first lead of the night with. Nemhard on the perimeter wing right. Hands it to Lawson. 49-48 Michigan State. 25 on the shot clock for the Cats. Big screen by the Bear. Lawson veers left. Back up top to Lenford. To Nemhard for three. Good! The Wildcats lead for the first time.
I think Jeff's going to call timeout. I think he's a little nervous right now.
21 for Nemhard. 51-49. No timeout yet by Heathcote of the Spartans. Wildcats with their first lead. Garavaglia down low. Pass too hard. Goes off his teammate out of bounds. And the Cats will get it back. A 10-0 Weber State run. Timeout. Outstanding start to the second half, and we'll take a break. 15:50 to play. Weber State 51, Michigan State 49 on 1430 KLO.
Arlene, I need to get this module packed up and shipped out this morning.
Don't count on it, sir.
We'll get Critzlow at the front desk on it.
He's busy packing the other four modules for shipping.
We'll get someone from sales then. Kern, get Kern.
She went out to buy more packing tape for Critzlow.
Then take one of the guys off of production to do it. What about Harris?
He's still trying to repack the carton that broke open after Critzlow packed it.
You know how to do it. The packager can show you how to pack it. Come see the packager.
Well, where's Fenderman then?
He's still trying to get out of the last box Critzlow sealed up.
It's big. It's really big.
Through Saturday, R.C. Willie brings back our Willie Big Weekend, including super savings on Lazy Boy recliners, chairs, sofas, sleepers, motion sofas, and sectionals. R.C. Willie features the Intermountain West's largest selection of Lazy Boy products. And with recliners from under $200, why buy anything less than the original genuine Lazy Boy? With a lifetime mechanism warranty and hundreds of styles in stock ready for immediate delivery, you'll love the looks and quality of Lazy Boy. Come see the high leg recliners or settle into the comfort of an overstuffed recliner rocker. The whole family will love the new reclining sofas with the comfort of a Lazy Boy recliner built right in. Or for that sleepover company, the new Lazy Boy sleeper sofas and sleeper sectionals. Genuine Lazy Boy queen size sleeper sofas now as low as $5.99. Shop each day 10 till 10. Saturday, there's even Willie Big footlong hot dogs and soft drinks free. Plus Saturday, a free gift to the first 300 customers at each store. It's a Willie Big weekend through Saturday at RC Willie with Willie Big savings on Lazy Boy. If you miss it, you'll really be sorry.
Smith & Edwards is the place to go. Once you've been there, then you'll know we've got everything you want when you find it. A large selection from A to Z.
Clothes, boots, plumbing, automotive, housewares, guns, and sporting goods. We can't list it all, but you really should stop at
Smith & Edwards, a must, plus, plus good service, plus good selection, plus help people that know their business, plus brand new, plus off the rack. Price, prime, so you'll come back. Smith & Edwards, country post store. Smith & Edwards, always more.
The NCAA tournament is on the air at AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
10 unanswered points by the Weber State Wildcats have given the Cats a two-point lead over Michigan State, 51-49. We've got a lot of time left in this one, 15-50. Wildcats with the ball. Lawson, Nemhard, Lentford, Graffenreich, and Andy Smith in the ballgame. Nemhard on the perimeter left. Circling with his hand, motioning.
They're going right now, Kirk.
Nemhard, the Lawson straightaway, looking in at that Michigan State zone. Right side to Graffenreich. They jump out on him to Lawson. 13 on the shot clock. Nemhard down low to Andy Smith. Back out in the corner to Nemhard for three. It's well short. Rebound, Michigan State. Off to the races comes Garavaglia. Wing left, Respert for three. No good. Rebound, a long one. Andy Smith ahead to the middle to Nemhard. To Lawson on the run. Goes up and scores with the rainbow. Sweet Lou with 11. And the fast break gives the Cats a four-point lead. 53-49, 15 minutes to play. Snow has lost it on him. Cap gaining all sorts of confidence and momentum here in this second half run. 12-0 Weber State run. Snow handles. Lenford jumps out on it. Stolen pass. Here we go. Nemhard and Lofton. Nemhard to the hole and he's fouled on the way to the hoop. Well, the Wildcats are playing extremely well here in the first 5.5 minutes of the second half.
really, Michigan's really very, very tentative. They're very, very, very tentative about getting the ball in. They really don't know where they're going to go with the ball. And I think Weber just stepped it up a notch defensively, and they've turned it over, and Weber's taken it to the hole.
Eric Snow with a good foul. He stopped it short, too. His second personal. Lenford inbound. He's got to have help. He does. Andy Smith had it, and then it's knocked away and stolen. Spartans on the run. Respert knocks Lofton, and Lofton called for the hip. Push the hip into Respert, and Lofton has picked up his second personal foul. 53-49 Weber State. 14:40 to play. Spartans will inbound it. That's only two team fouls against the Wildcats here in the set. Here comes Andy Penick into the ballgame for Michigan State. They go small. They take Garavaglia out, bring Penick in. So they got a three-guard lineup now. Penick hit a couple of threes in the first half. Respert looking to inbound it in the interior, instead goes outside to Penick. Penick to Respert, and falling down is Nemhard. Respert shoots, misses. Andy Smith the rebound, and he outlets it to Nemhard. 53-49 Weber State. 14:25 to play. And Nemhard looks in at that 2-3 matchup zone to Lofton, who holds it high with two hands. Penetrates, stops at the free throw line left. His man falls down, hands it back to Nemhard. 18 on the shot. Lofton, wing right with the dribble. Bellies his way in. The Graffenried for three. No good. Oh, that would have been a big make. Rebound Michigan State. Down court. Snow has his pass tipped by Nemhard. Respert saves it in for the dunk to Brooks. Brooks with eight. Respert with an outstanding athletic play to save it from going out of bounds, and bounced it behind his back into Brooks for the dunk. 53-51 Weber State. Nemhard around the horn to Lofton. Back to Nemhard. Back to Lofton as they work the perimeter. Nemhard handles left wing. Down to Andy Smith. Draws the double. Turning in. Going in with a little running hook. No good. Rebound Michigan State. Outlet to Snow. Snow penetrates. Traveled with it. And then it's stolen by Nemhard. Nemhard will push it in the front court. Nemhard stops and veers off left. Wildcats by two. 13:19 to go. Lofton for three. Straight up. No good. Rebound Andy Smith. Tipping. Controlling. And then the Spartans tip it. Down court. Stolen by Lofton. They tried to get it to Penick, and Lofton jumps in front of the bad pass. Cat by two. We're nearing 13 minutes to play. Oh, they've had a couple of good looks at threes. DeGraffenried and Lofton have both missed straightaway three. DeGraffen corner. Good! DeGraffenried with nine on 3-3. 56-51. Weber State. Respert throws it away. Oh, a foul on the interior. Brooks fouled by Lofton. And Lofton with his third. 12:45 to go. Now the Cats with Kurt Smith on the bench with four fouls. Lofton with his third personal. A lot of time left.
Yeah, that's fine, but they're playing very, very well. Offensively, they're attacking it. They're shooting when they get it, and I think they're doing a great job defensively right now, Kurt.
Penick will inbound it, and he gets it in to Brooks and back up to Respert. And Lofton comes all the way out. He's near half court, and Lofton still respects his range. Respert to the free throw line to fight. To Weathers. Weathers for three. It's short. Rebound on the interior and a whistle. A foul against Fike pushing off. Jamie Fike with his third personal foul. 12 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Yeah, Weber State by five.
Weber's really, really active on the boards, and I think that's been the biggest difference. It's turned the whole ball game around. Boy, they're really attacking both offensive and defensive rebounding.
Lofton holding it high at 2-3 Michigan State zone. To Justin Tebbs, who just checked into the ball game. To Nemhard, out on the perimeter right. 17-0 shot. Tebbs for three, right corner. In and out. Rebound tip, Andy Smith, no good. And a whistle against Michigan State. Oh, Tebbs' three almost went halfway down before rattling out. The Spartans with the push off the rebound. And that's Fike's fourth personal, so the big guy is going to have to sit next to Judd Heathcote.
That's because Andy Smith and these kids are very... are very, very active for a loose ball. They weren't the first half, they are this half.
56-51, Weber State over Michigan State. Cats inbound it near half court to Lofton. Holding it high with two hands over his head. Michigan State in that zone. Nemhard to Lofton. Round the horn left to Tebbs. Tebbs back straight away to Lofton. Deep corner, Nemhard, right side. Penetrates, leaning shot, up and good. Rattles it home, Rubin with 23. And the largest lead of the game for Weber State has reached 7. 58-51. 11:45 to go. Penick gets it to the free throw line, right to Brooks. Brooks will penetrate and lay it up and in. Quinton Brooks with 10. That's the first bucket they've gotten off their offense in about 5 minutes.
Weaver's done a great job. They just got to stay patient now, get the ball, take care of the ball, take the good shot.
58-53, Lawson off to Nembhard, three-pointer on the way. It's short off the front, it's tipped in by Andy Smith. Smith with the one-handed tip, 60-53. Free throw line, Respert loses the handle and recovers it on the perimeter. Respert still with the dribble, Lawson all over him. We're under 11 minutes to play. 60-53, Respert leaning in, shooting, missing. Tip is up and missed. Tebbs controls for Weber State. Hands it to Nembhard.
They're getting a little impatient now. It's playing right into Weber's hands. Michigan State is really impatient. They're going to try and make it up in a hurry. This can only help Weber State.
23-0, Weber State with the bench points here tonight. Lofton for three. Good! Sweet move from left wing. And the Wildcats are scorching hot. Timeout, Judd Heathcote and Michigan State. The crowd behind the underdog. 10-31 to Buck. Weber State 63, Michigan State 53 on 1430 KLO.
In the Azure 1, I was getting like D's and F's. Like I was the only one that didn't know what I was doing.
This is Sandy Duncan with a Sylvan success story every parent should hear.
A mother knows her child, and I...